800-222-KABC is the telephone number, 1-800-222-5222.
Now, this next story makes me crazy.
Well, earlier today, I was combing through the news, and I saw this story that I just couldn't believe.
Me too.
It's about a 9-year-old child. His name is Tristan Jacobson. And kids never really get to choose much about what happens to them.
Right,
you don't choose
a baby.
Your parents.
Yeah, I was adopted.
You don't choose where you live.
I could have been adopted into any family, but lucky Jim and Muriel got me. Thank God for them. And their life changed forever.
That's right.
For the worse. I was $6 back then, but times have changed. Apparently, adoption's a lot more expensive now. But this story about this little boy, he's a third grader. He's in Missouri. He's been selling lemonade to pay for his adoption. The story is so unbelievable that he's now 9. You mentioned Tristan. He shares a home with Donnie and Jimmy Davis. They've been Tristan's guardian since he was 5 years old. And he came from a situation where the parents weren't looking after him. And from what I understand, this couple had him from when he was a baby until 2. And then some court handed him back to his birth parents. And then they ended up not being able to take care of him in prison or whatever the case may be, yes?
That's right. And so now he's back with them, but they want to formalize the adoption.
Me too.
And I guess there are one too many hurdles to get over if you're not of a certain means. So he's selling the lemonade so that they can have the money to complete the adoption process. Joining us right now is Donnie Davis, who's the legal guardian of 9-year-old Tristan Jacobson. Donnie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Well, Donnie, tell the stories, because, you know, you've been his mom for most of his life, and it just seems to me that you're the obvious choice. What is the holdup?
Well, it's just, honestly, it's been financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of pricey to start. You know, there was like a $5,000 retainer just to begin the process. So that's kind of where the initial page had came from with the initial mount. So we had slowly started getting money here and there, and the attorney had agreed to take payments and all that stuff, but it just wasn't moving along.
Oh.
Since this week, things are starting to now move. One of the things we have left to do is our home study, and then they always assign a guardian ad litem that's for the child.
Yeah.
I have the home study on Saturday, and
how'd
then next
that go?
Week we meet with the guardian ad litem, so things are starting to kind of move along now.
How did the home study go?
I'm sorry?
How did the home study go? Because when my parents had that, they came and they showed up at a very inopportune time, and my parents had just thrown a huge bender, so there were beer cases everywhere.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, and they were like, and my uncle was drunk, I think passed out in the garage, and then the caseworker came up, and it was very scary for my mom and dad, and because she had, like, I think 12 brothers and sisters, and they lived with my mom and dad at various times, so it was crazy town, and you know what? They still got me, so I'm hoping that yours went really well.
Well, we do it this Saturday, and the lady that I spoke to, I told her who Tristan was, and she just went ballistic. She was so excited that was going to be the boy. So
Tristan's getting to know it in the case and being so public, people now know who he is, and so that's a positive thing. Good.
Yeah, I now go around and I'll say, you know the little boy on the news with the lemonade stand? That's my son.
Oh, that's so great. Now, just don't go having any benders on Friday night, Donnie. No
parties. Don't use the lemonade as a mixer.
Now, yeah, right. So now where can people go to donate? And I'm surprised a lawyer hasn't come out and said, you know what, I'm going to take this pro bono because it's gotten so much attention in the media. Somebody that would do this legally for free, I would think gets a really great advertisement for them.
Right. Well, I had a couple attorneys that had contacted me, but being that I had already hired an attorney and we actually had filed the adoption, then they said it was, you know, it kind of be a little bit unethical for anybody else to take over just because we were doing pro bono.
How is Tristan doing in all of this? Because he's now at an age where my parents told me I was adopted at 9. That's the age they decided to tell. And so he's very aware of what's happening. How does he feel about all this? And where are his birth biological parents, if you don't mind me asking?
Tristan is very excited. We did an interview this morning and he told them, he said, this is just my dream. Biological mom is just kind of nowhere around here. She's around, but to nowhere, who knows?
Yeah.
She's still on drugs, and God only knows what else she is doing.
Right.
Biological dad has been incarcerated in federal prison since he was 3 months old.
Wait, and didn't you get him when he was 3 months old and you had him till he was two and then he was taken from you and given to them?
No, he was never taken. We had him from 3 to 2.5 and his mom was, at that time, was doing pretty good.
Oh.
She was working and going to school, so he transitioned back into her household.
God bless you, Donnie, because from 2.5 months until this little boy was 3 years old?
No, it was 2.5 years. Yeah.
2.5 years. Okay. So you've got him essentially his whole life. He's 2.5. And now you say, okay, the mom's doing better. So you got to put him into the care of the mother. But over that 2.5 years, you must have grown fond. And even as a foster parent, you can't help but feel certain emotions and attachments to kids that come into your care.
Well, I'm not a foster parent.
So how did you end up with him as a baby?
I was married before. My previous husband
We call those starter marriages out here, Donnie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, good. The starter marriage, which was exactly what it was. The husband at the time, he had an affair with a 15-year-old girl.
Oh,
and there
gross.
Came Tristan.
Boo. Oh, whoa. You're an awesome woman. Wait a minute.
Well,
whoa.
I mean, we had been split up for a long time before all of this happened.
That's unbelievable.
Hang on, I'm diagramming this.
We kind of kept a civil type of relationship. You know, we talked or whatever, you know.
You're a good woman, man. You are a really good lady. Because let me just say, I don't know that I could be as good in that. Well, probably I could. I don't know. But that's a hell of a thing to do. That's unbelievable.
Well,
that's so great.
It's always been about Tristan. Everything has always been about Tristan. So I fell in love with him from the time that I seen him, and he's changed my life, and everything that me and my current husband do is all about him.
How's your current husband's a good guy, huh? Jimmy? Is that Jimmy Davis?
Yeah.
Good guy, and he also is really gunning for this. He wants to have Tristan. You both do.
Oh, yes. I mean, Tristan's already our child. He's already our son. You can't tell us different in any aspect. We're doing this for Tristan to have the reassurance and for him to have our name.
Well, he certainly, both of you deserve it at this point. And I can't imagine, barring any financial situation, that this won't go forward. I mean, and even when he wasn't with you from the ages of 2.5, 3, 4, 5 years on, he was with them and he endured emotional and it says physical abuse. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh my God. No, he can never. That's it.
How severe was the abuse?
Horrible. That's horrible.
He has PTSD behind it.
Jeez.
He also has sensory processing issues behind it. They said that because he was in the same room around it when meth was being smoked, the toxins got into his bodies.
Wow.
And they messed with his brains or whatever, however that works.
Yeah.
And so it kind of messed up his developmental in the later process. He has been in therapy for years and he's doing pretty good now. He has straight A's in school.
Oh, good.
And he is, because of his PTSD, he is in a special class and he's working through his class, and like next year he'll be able to start transitioning into the normal classroom. So he's doing really, really good right now.
God bless you, Donnie. You're an amazing lady. If people would like to donate, where do they go to do that?
It's youcaring.com, and I believe they search for Tristan's Adoption Fund.
Okay, youcaring.com. Search for Tristan's Adoption Fund. And it will come up, and we're raising. I see that you guys have already raised some funds.
$18,000.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. It looks like this is going to go your
gonna
way.
Happen.
This is going to happen. How exciting for you, Donnie. Congrats. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, because I know that, you know, the more money we raise for him, the better it's going to be if everything is contested and we have to fight for him. because we'll be able to battle it out for as long as we have to.
I can't imagine you having to battle anybody. If you do, that would be so damn wrong.
When you
wrong.
Make the news and so the wrong. Mom reads the papers and says, oh, wait a minute, they raised X number of dollars. Maybe I can get my hands on that if I take him back.
For what? For some meth? No, no, no. If they ever gave him back to her, I mean, we could really start.
But
I would champion this cause.
But that's the way people think, though.
Well,
people look at kids like a pin number sometimes.
They're not. They're human beings, my God.
But I know, but you say that as someone who's a responsible parent, though.
Well,
there are people that want
to
smoke
that
meth
far.
Instead.
I'm definitely a person that understands adoption and what, you know, being with a certain person for a long time. I can't imagine anyone more worthy or deserving of the position of mother and father than Donnie and Jimmy Davis. Now, people can go and they can actually give funds. And then when you get this finalized, we would love for you to come back on and share your good news with us, because I can't imagine it going any other way.
Right. Yeah, I would love to. I'm trying to start. It's been so busy these past few days that I just was able to do an update on the YouCaring page today. So eventually, Tristan's going to sit down and send everybody thank you emails.
You know what's amazing, Donnie? Think about this. 20, when I was adopted back in the horse and buggy days, first of all, the internet is, this went viral. People saw this little boy selling lemonade. They clicked on the story. Boom, it goes viral. Boom, you get a website up with youcaring.com and they're able to finance, help you get financed. Years ago, this wasn't the case. I mean, it was like old school letter writing. It would have taken forever. Who knows the outcome? So the internet is really a great thing for social media and for stories like yours. So that's also a really positive point to the story.
Yeah.
It's not just for pornography, Donnie, is what I'm trying to tell you in so many ways. Yeah.
Hey, whose idea was the lemonade stand?
It was kind of both of ours. He had done one before. And so he always wants to be about the adoption. Like every day I leave for work, he tells me to have a good day and make sure I make lots of money for the adoption.
Oh, and that's so great.
So he wants to be part of it. And I've made him part of it all through the process.
So happy.
So we kind of came to it together.
Well, you've approached this in the most healthy way. And I can tell you that as an adopted child myself, I think that he is going to be the most loving child to you. You're very, very lucky, and I know he is too. So that's a wonderful story, Donnie. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right, that's youcaring.com. And remember, go under Tristan's Adoption Fund. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N.
And Donnie Davis, thanks so much for joining us.
What a great lady. Do you understand that? Did you understand the whole story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So she's
married. Oh, no, let's go through this one more time.
Okay, totally. Okay, so the first husband. She's married.
Okay.
So I don't know how old he was, but got to be of like late 20s or something, right?
Okay.
He has an affair with a 15-year-old, a minor. That's probably why he's doing time. She gets pregnant. She has the baby. The baby is Tristan.
And that's the meth addict.
She's a meth addict, yes.
The 15-year-old.
Correct. She's now probably, 20? She's, 15, and I'm not going to do the math. But she's up there, 24, I think.
Okay.
Well, no, she's got to be 15, 16, say 15.
15 plus 9.
Well, 15 plus 10 24. Would be 25. Then she's 10 minus 1.
The 4 divided by 2.
She's 24 and a meth head.
And abusive to the baby.
Oh, my gosh. This woman, Donnie, she's one of those women. She's no Ira Fistel. She's not driving on after a... After a car comes out of nowhere and the driver's dead. No, Donnie sits around. She waits. She fosters a relationship with the person and eventually adopts the boy. This is incredible. That more people should be like Donnie. Now, I'm not going as far to say I'm going to be like that.
I could never do that.
I don't think I could.
No.
Like if I had a husband and then he cheated on me with a 15-year-old and then I raised the... Oh, hells no.
How much...
I don't think I could do it.
How much do you think? Give me a percentage.
Yeah.
Of this story is her throwing up the middle finger at the ex.
What do you mean?
Because the ex
is in
cheated
jail.
On her with a 15-year-old, knocked her up, and now is in jail.
The 15-year-old's a meth addict at 24.
Yes, and now she's the one taking the kid and raising the kid in a healthy, loving house, and they're on the news, and you've got the ex that's in jail that's right. probably seeing all the news.
Right.
How much of this do you think is a big F you to him?
Well, if he is the kind of person I think he is, which is all about him, that he would actually have sex with a minor who's 15, I don't think he sees it as an F you. I don't think he'd be a great father anyway.
No, he'd be a horrible father.
So maybe he sees a little bit of the press that they're getting, and there could be a little jealousy, but I don't think he... I think he thinks better her than me. I don't want to raise a child.
And because of the internet...
I already slept with a child. I don't want to raise one.
A lot of these people wouldn't be aware, especially in prison, of what's going on the outside.
Right.
But now they all know everything. They all know what's going on. So you know he definitely is aware that his kid is being adopted by his ex.
Right.
And that it's gone viral.
She looks like a martyr, and he looks like a child rapist.
Yeah. And now everyone in the world is now aware of the fact that he's a child rapist.
Good. Well, that's a good thing. You know, I was just curious of the side effects mentally to the boy, because now I don't know if he knows the whole story. Like, I should have asked Donnie, does he know that that his dad was married to you? And that his dad slept with a 15-year-old person.
We're going to have to go buy some lemonade and have a little sit-down with him.
Absolutely. She's going to have it. She just cannot have a mixer on Friday night. That would not be a good idea.
All right, so give me a number. What percent of the story is her getting back at the ex?
I don't think...
Give me a number.
No, I'm going to say 2%. I'm not that cynical. No. I think she's a really cool, loving lady.
I'm
going to say
that.
98% is her. I think the cherry on the cake might be that she looks great and like a martyr, but... Obviously, her intentions and her motives are very true.
I'm going to say 51%.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Lewis, who the hell am I partners with on the air? You're driving away from a body. You are taking the incredibly lovely deeds of a woman and spiraling.
No, it's a lovely deed. I'm
not
denying
that. But you're saying 51% is for her own motivation to look good?
No. I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I'm saying when she initially took in the baby, okay, 51% of the motivation was throwing up both middle fingers at the ex.
No, obviously you've never raised a baby or had been around a baby. Throwing your middle finger, but he would be doing that to her. You don't sleep. You're like a walking friggin' zombie when they're 3 months old. No. It is not a glamorous job. You don't own it like a Ferrari and go, F you, X, dude. No, it's a lot of work and sweat and poop and vomit and milk. No. You don't even start. I'm a mother. I can say this. You are 100% wrong. We need to take calls on this, too.
I think I'm 49% wrong.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I'm 51% right.
You are so wrong.
It's 422. This is The Drive Home, Talk Radio 790 KABC.